For decades, growing hemp in America was illegal. Despite centuries of harvests, the crop, a close relative of marijuana, became ensnared in the nationwide war on drugs. But recent updates to federal and state laws have changed that, and in the coming weeks, dozens of Connecticut hemp fields, the first in more than a generation, will be ready for harvest. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, for farmers, it's been a season of learning and cautious optimism.
Roxanne Roche says she doesn't expect to get rich farming. She and her husband both have other jobs. She's a gardener, he's a mechanic, and like many for the past few years, their small family farm in northwestern Connecticut operated at a loss.
It's really hard to make a living farming. So we are always looking for something that has value.
So like dozens of other Connecticut farmers this season, she's growing hemp.
I'm learning how to do this just like everybody else is. This is such a new thing. There's a lot of information out there. Some of it is right, some of it's wrong.
Changes to the federal farm bill in 2014 paved the way for farmers to begin growing hemp if they follow certain state guidelines. Connecticut passed its guidelines earlier this year, and so far, it's licensed more than 80 growers. Today, we carefully work our way through an electric fence, which keeps livestock clear of dozens of penned-in hemp plants. Roche carries a pair of clippers and a small brown bag.
I've never done this before, so this is going to be a learning experience for both of us.
Hemp is a cannabis plant, bred for its non-psychotropic cannabidiol, called CBD. That makes it different from marijuana, which is filled with more THC that produces that plant's high. But right now, CBD is riding its own high, harvested from plants like these to fuel a wellness industry of lotions and pills, projected by some to grow into billions of dollars in the next decade. Roche begins snipping her plants, taking off a few inches of flowers where there is the highest concentration of CBD. She bags it up to send to a lab for testing. And those tests are required by state law, because if the THC levels test hot, that hemp plant is now, technically, a marijuana plant, which means it's destroyed at a total loss for the farmer. And Roche says growing CBD hemp carries other risks, too.
I've seen surprisingly a lot of different kinds of pests.
Like crickets on her plants and sap-sucking aphids that can damage leaves. At another farm about 50 miles east, hemp farmer Eddie Kasheda checks in with Yukon vegetable scientist Suresh Gamire.
How's it looking? Looking great.
This season, Gamire's been traveling around the state, checking in with hemp farmers to help them keep an eye out for pests.
In one field that I visited, 80% of the field was completely damaged by deer.
And Gamire's been working to get another message across, too. Male hemp plants are bad. It's resonated with Kasheda.
We've been working keeping the males out. I don't think you're going to see many.
That's because for CBD hemp farmers, culling male plants is essential. Males release pollen, and if that pollen gets into female flowers,
the whole plant directs its energy towards seed production,
which drastically cuts down CBD and a farmer's profit.
You are getting dollars per percent CBD. So if you have higher CBD, that means you're getting more money.
Still, how much money is an open question, says Brent Young with Colorado State University Extension. His state has been growing hemp for several years alongside marijuana. Young says if you want to know the price for a more established crop like corn, you can just whip out your smartphone and look it up.
Unfortunately, right now, that's not the case with hemp. If someone wanted to know what the price of hemp seed or hemp fiber or hemp flour for CBD, we have no idea what it is.
And Young says that's a big risk.
The buyer typically has more information because they're buying from multiple sources. The farmer tends to be more isolated in that situation and just not aware of what's being paid for the commodity.
And unlike more established crops, there aren't even standards for the seeds that farmers can buy.
What I might think is good seed and what you might think is good seed are two different things, possibly, because we don't have those standards.
Still, hemp farms continue to grow. In Colorado, Young says there are about 80,000 acres registered to grow hemp, and in New England, all states except New Hampshire have issued licenses to hemp growers over the past 5 years. Back at RD Farm in northwestern Connecticut, Roxanne Roche says her investment in hemp wasn't huge, about $1,500.
We're being optimistic but cautious. I think most farmers are.
So if the crop doesn't pan out, she says her farm will be okay. But Roche says either way, she wants to grow hemp again next season. After all, for a crop that's been out of Connecticut soil for decades, it might take a few growing seasons for farmers and regulators to beat their way through all the weeds. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.